Hello, everyone, and thanks for watching Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Miranda Mason, and this is Scott Zolak in Buffalo after a 41-25 Patriots win over the Bills. So, a little bit of everything on offense today. Mm-hmm. Hogan, Amendola, Edelman, Gronkowski, Blunt all found the end zone.
I think Tom's starting to get comfortable with the receivers. Finally got two receivers in the end zone for the first time. Tom's undefeated. I think he's playing great football right now. I don't know how he could play any worse. I really don't. We worried about the physical aspect of Brady when he was coming back. Would he be rusty? Would the timing be off? But I thought the mental aspect of having a sixth sense, knowing where guys are around him. I thought Josh McDaniels called another fantastic game. Got to eliminate the hits on Brady at the end of the game, though. I want to take those off and bring those back. But I thought Tom was perfect. He got this offense rolling.
And with Rob Gronkowski's touchdown today, he became the franchise holder in most Patriots touchdowns and most Patriots touchdowns receptions. Yeah. What does he mean to this team?
It means everything. It means everything to this offense. You go back to years where he was nicked or hurt at the end, you didn't really get to that Super Bowl. When he's healthy, you're in it each and every single year. You go back to last year. We lost him in Denver. Thought he was gone for the season. You know, he catches that fourth down catch. But you see him today, and where you really could tell the help, not the touchdown, the one where they throw it to him down the sideline, he catches it, and then he takes the hand and bats the guy out of the way, continues to run, picks up another 12 yards. He's the workhorse for this offense.
And special teams much improved today as well. What did you think of special teams?
I thought it was great. That last two-minute drive before the half to get Steven Gostkowski a shot at a 51-yard field goal all the way down this end, and that's the blustery end here in Buffalo where the wind's starting to swirl, the rain was spitting, and to see Danny Amendola have a burst. Mm-hmm. Danny Amendola showed no burst so far in 2016. If that guy's even getting healthy now, and you saw him get in the end zone early in the game, sky's the limit for this offense.
How about defense? Is the sky the limit for the defense?
We haven't really seen them dialed up yet. I think they're continually progressing and moving, doing enough, keeping Tyrod Taylor in the pocket. There was a 17 on that board till that final drive. If you keep teams around 16, 15, 17, Tom Brady should be able to score more than 20 points. I'll take my chance every game.
Well, and luckily they're going into a bye week this week. What are they
working on? Buy a lot of clothes, buy a lot of beer, buy a lot of stuff to keep you hydrated throughout the weekend. You work on getting healthy. I think you get off your feet, enjoy the rest. They're going to get some time away. You reevaluate some things. And then you got a tough stretch. I mean, Seattle's coming in here. They're no easy pushover. They travel well. They're a hardened team. Saw them in a Super Bowl 2 years ago. Got to go out on the West Coast and see how we handle those West Coast trips, including the Denver and San Francisco ones.
All right, so, well, you sat in a booth the whole game, so you're nice and dry and cozy. I'm going to go change because I was on the sidelines.
It's tough life.
In a downpour
there's
here in
Buffalo. A lot
of
people would rather do what you're doing right
that's
now.
That's right.
So don't be
that's
too
so
depressed.
True. All right, so thanks
Let's
so much.
Let's get out of here.
Guys.
Come on.
We're off for a week, so we'll see you for Seattle.
I'm out of here.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.